somewhere just north of 95% of all residents that live in community associations enjoy it and appreciate it and dwell in peace. Now, 4 to 5% out there feel otherwise. We started out with just 2 employees, myself and one rather elderly assistant who I loved dearly. And from that, we built this 24,000 employee operation.
Associa is the largest manager of homeowners associations, and a lot of people have feelings and thoughts about their HOA. Frankly, I think we could all be better informed. Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. I'm excited to be in Richardson, Texas today with the CEO of Associa, John Corona. And John has served the state in many roles, including Texas Senator, and for 24 years in public office. And that, I want to just say thank you for public service. But importantly, today and through some of that time, you've built an incredible company, and I'm excited to learn more about it. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. I'm glad to join you.
So you are the CEO of Associa. And for those that don't know, Associa is the largest holding company of homeowners associations. And I think I'm describing that right, but I know it as the back office of so many homeowners associations.
We are. We're the largest manager of homeowners associations globally. In fact, we're in 5 different countries. Primarily, of course, as you would expect here in the U.S., we began right here in Dallas, Texas, but the company has grown significantly over the last 49 years. And we are, in fact, in our 49th year of operation. So I'm very proud of that. We've got a wonderful team here, and we love managing community associations.
Well, and I talk about growth in Texas, and I think the community association is an important part of that. And a lot of people have opinions on homeowners associations, and frankly, I think they're misinformed or could be better informed around why does an HOA exist? What is the role of the HOA? And in my opinion, it impacts property tax values. It impacts standards and quality of life in a community. There's so many things that we don't talk about in metrics and numbers, but are really important to the growth Texas is seeing today.
Well, the most important thing I think homeowners associations do is they preserve the value for the owners themselves by adding some degree of conformity, some reasonable rules and regulations. It's been proven time and time again that it increases the property values. The property values grow at a more rapid rate in communities that are within mandatory homeowners associations than those that are outside. And so for most people, it's a great way of living. And survey after survey indicates that somewhere just north of 95% of all residents that live in community associations enjoy it and appreciate it and dwell in peace. Now, 4 to 5% out there feel otherwise. And it's our job as a management company to try to address the issues that those 4 to 5% bring up from time to time, see what they are, and try to make the appropriate changes so that everybody can live in peace and harmony and enjoy their experience within the association.
And a lot of that improvement and innovation I saw was in technology and reporting.
Well, the most rapid changes going on in the industry, and I've been in the industry, again, almost 50 years now, but it's in technology. The future of this business lies in technology because we live in the Amazon age. People want more for less, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's the brilliance behind technology. But that same technological application applies with community associations. We have to be able to do a better job, a more timely job, and do it for lower dollars. People are very cost conscious these days. So, you know, we take with that responsibility the need to go out and provide cutting edge technology. And if you ask what sets our company apart, it's the technology and it's the amount that we spend on training our personnel each year.
Now, I've experienced that in a past career. I got to see that training firsthand, and it really is a place where your employees are taking a lot of feedback, but they're also providing a lot of education and a lot of understanding to the individual community. I see you doing newsletters out in the community, education, events, so many things that your employees are looking at every day.
We do. Communication is critical in this business. And it's critical, really, I think, in most every service business, but it certainly applies to ours. We're dealing with, for most people, what is the most important asset that they have, and that's their home. It's very personal. It's a business decision, of course, but it's also very personal. And so people get engaged. You want them to be involved in their community. That's our goal, is to create community. But part of that is listening. If we're not listening, and if the board of directors elected by the homeowners, if that board's not listening, well, then that's a natural friction point between homeowners and management, if you will. And so our job is to always try to be surveying and asking questions. We now, at the present time, we survey every board of directors that we represent 3 times a year. We want to know early on if there's a problem. And if there is a problem, we want to know specifically where it is so we can put in immediate corrective action. And those are the type of things that set apart a company like ours from others. There are a lot of people in the business that we're in, and a lot of good people with companies of all sizes. But the real security, in my view, comes when you hire a large company that has the resources to back it up and the peace of mind in knowing that company's been around for a long time. You know, almost 50 years now. We're close, very close. And I'm very proud of that. That's a stake we've made in the community to be here for years and years to come. I look forward to the leadership within our own company for the next 50 years.
Well, and that's career opportunity in a growing area. Over 50 years ago, Richardson looked a lot different. Dallas and that North Texas area looked a lot different. But I imagine in that almost 50 years, you've created great, you being associate, has created great career opportunities for employees to grow and see and make an impact in these communities across the state and across internationally now.
Well, we're the only company in the industry, the only company in the United States with 340 branch offices. Those branch offices are anywhere from 10 employees in size to 150 employees in size. And so it does give our employees a great opportunity to transfer. Typically what happens is a spouse transfers for one reason or another, and our employee is able to pick up and go right into that new market. And sure enough, we have an office right there. And so we're proud of that. It means that we have employees here today that have worked for the company 25, 30, even 40 years. That's when you have that kind of stability in an organization, you really are able to do some really good things. And so we use technology, we use training, but we also like the fact that people come and they're stable. They become part of what we refer to as the associate family.
And in that family, I saw evidence of a really strong culture, and one that it had some pillars, and we can talk about that. But there's a strong culture around what you're serving because you do take a lot of pride in each individual community you're serving.
Well, you know, if you would have asked me 40 years ago how important culture was, I would have said, well, probably not so important. I was more interested 40 years ago in covering the next payroll. Yeah. But as the company has grown over the years, I would tell you today, without question, the most important thing that we rely upon is a good family-friendly culture. And if you ask our employees, I'll guarantee you 7 out of 10 will tell you the most important aspect of our company is the family culture. We employ today some 24,000 people across the globe, and yet people respect our company and know our company because of the family values involved. When you're dealing with the homeowners across the globe, across the nation certainly, and you're dealing with their home, there's no more important value in my book than having family values within your own company, because it reflects upon the kind of work we do out in the community with these associations. And hey, we're a service business, so every day of the week does not always go as we intended to go. And our people are human, but they're always quick to respond. And if they make a mistake, they're equally quick to step in and correct that mistake. And to me, that's what building a fine and sustainable service organization really is about.
Well, many in our audience are entrepreneurial and they're starting a company, and I think they'd be interested in, how did this start? Like, where did this idea come from, and how did it come to be associate today?
Well, we were one of the pioneers in the industry, no question about it. And but I first began thinking about what I wanted to do and the future of what a company might look like when I was in college. I'm a Longhorn, University of Texas at Austin graduate. And I went to college. I worked three jobs putting myself through school. It was not an easy time, but I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew that someday I wanted to own my own business. Well, what I didn't know at the time is within about a year and a half graduating college, I, in fact, had an opportunity to start a business. And, you know, the old saying, you don't know what you don't know. Well, clearly, there was a lot I didn't know at that time, but I took the risk not knowing any better. And we started out with just two employees, myself and one rather elderly assistant who I loved dearly. And from that, we built this 24,000 employee operation. But it's one client at a time. We began in right here in Dallas, Texas. The first out of state venture we made wasn't until at least 10 years after that point. But we learned a lot at each step. And I will say that, you know, you don't grow overnight in any business. You take it and you know, you grow a little bit at a time. You level out operations, put procedures in place. Then you go for the next wave of growth and so on and so forth. A lot of our growth has been organic, but even more of our growth has been through acquisition. And we have acquired to date over 200 separate companies. And for us, acquisition one company at a time has been critical to the operation. Most recently, for the first time, we purchased a large company in Spain, the number two operator in Spain. Based upon our pipeline of opportunities between now and the end of this year, we estimate that we'll be number one in Spain by the close of December. And that begins what we hope is our next 3 to 5 year rollout across Europe. And so we're fortunate to be in an industry that while we were pioneers in it, and it's not a very old industry, more or less 50 years old, what is happening is global. And there are homeowners associations all across the globe, throughout Europe, throughout Australia, throughout our Asian neighbors. There are opportunities. Now, they may call a condominium or a homeowners association something different in one country over another. In Canada, for example, they're called stratas. But whatever they call them, the procedure and the type of service is more or less the same. And so our job is to provide the accounting services, to make certain that the money is collected for the association, to make sure that the bills are paid for the association, that the employees on site are trained. It's the whole gamut to run that association so that our job is to report back all of those business facts to the elected board of directors, which is always a body elected by the homeowners themselves, made up of fellow homeowners. And so we report to the board, we advise the board, and then ultimately the board of directors makes the final decisions on what they want to pursue. How aggressively, for example, do they wish to maintain their community? Some want us to maintain five-star service. Others want something less than that. We're fine in either event as long as we know going in what level of service to provide, and we communicate to the homeowners what level of service they can expect. Because sometimes there's a difference between what the homeowners would like to have, what the homeowners are willing to pay for, and what their elected board of directors is willing to approve. And so once again, we come back to communication being very, very important.
You know, you just sparked a memory for me that I think is important for people to understand. That board of directors is your peers once the neighborhood's been developed.
Yes.
And it really is starting with the developer is on that board in a heavy way early. But then it's the opportunity to get your peers on that board to help influence what your neighborhood evolves into over time.
That's right. Ultimately, well, oftentimes we're hired on the front end by the developer, not always, but right. I'd say about 30% of the time. Ultimately, that community is going to be in the hands of the homeowners, not the developer. And so our job is to always make certain that we are clearly and carefully advised on what it is the homeowners want. While we work and serve the developer while the developer is in control, ultimately, it's about making the homeowners satisfied. So we're not interested in developer shortcuts, if you will, or anything of that nature. We want to make certain that that property is properly funded for the long term for the benefit of those homeowners.
It's important to know who the stakeholders are and then where the impact is. And I'll remind homeowners that it's a great way to get involved locally in your HOA. If that's a conversation you want to have, associate probably has some tools on how to get involved and what to learn.
Oh, we do. We have an entire board member training package that we offer to those clients that wish to avail themselves of it. It's based upon a near 50-year history. We use a lot of technology in this business, not just to train our own personnel, but to help train the board members. We don't mean to be presumptuous in any way. A board member is going to come in with their own ideas and their own views and their own priorities, as they should. But we're there to help guide them in knowing what the local ordinances might be or whatever other restrictions or regulations we operate under, because community associations are not only recognized under the law, but they have several requirements placed upon them by the law. Now, that differs from one state to the next. And we serve 44 out of 50 states here in the U.S., but it is important for every association to know exactly what those state and local laws and ordinances are that are most likely to impact them.
You mentioned expansion into Spain, and I think that's an interesting concept. And I apply it to the Building Texas show in that I had the privilege of growing up in Europe, and being Texan abroad is it's a fun experience. And I wonder if a Texan business has that same recognition when you walk in.
You know, it's surprising. We sometimes forget just how recognized Texas is. And across Europe, when people ask, where are you from? I'm from Dallas. They know Dallas. They immediately know Dallas. And it's the same thing with Texas. They hear all about Texas, the sports teams, the Texas lore. It could be any of a number of things. Maybe sometimes it's the Texas politics, which has its own reputation too. But people know of Texas, and we've been greeted very warmly in Spain, and we anticipate moving over the next 18, 24 months into other countries. The UK is certainly on our list. France is on our list. Italy. We just received outreach from Germany to consider an acquisition there. So, you know, where we end up is anybody's guess at this moment. It would be based upon the best market conditions at the time. But wherever we can go and serve homeowners in the same way or a similar way to what we do now in other countries, we're eager to head down that road. It's an exciting new opportunity. I'm by no means ready to retire. And so we're always looking for a new adventure.
Who should be reaching out to Associa? Who is it? Is it the homeowners looking for a new management partner? Is it communities that are coming online and need a partner? Or is it people that are looking for acquisition, like you mentioned?
70% of all people that contact us are existing associations. They've already been turned over to the homeowners for one reason or another. They're not satisfied with their current management arrangement, and they're looking for other options. And of course, we're glad to give them a proposal. No obligation, just a proposal. 30% more or less of the communities that come on board come through developers across the country. And we represent most every major developer across the country in one market or another. And then there are always people that are interested in selling their business to us, people that entered the business typically on a small scale. They've grown the portfolio over the years. They're nearing retirement, or in some cases, they're not necessarily ready to retire, but they're ready to join a bigger firm, or they're ready to cash out of their investment altogether. Those people contact us. And so every year we are acquiring 25 to 30, sometimes slightly more, management companies of various sizes to join our firm. We enjoy that very much. But there's nothing more exciting than going out and making a proposal to an individual association and looking at their challenges and presenting a proposal illustrating what we think we can do that will improve their circumstance. And for us, that's what we're in business to do. If we can't improve the circumstance of an association, then there's probably no real reason for them to change management, at least to change to us. But we take a lot of pride in the fact that we think we offer a real value. And given the opportunity to speak with associations, we can show ways that we can enhance services and lower costs such that management comes essentially free to them. And that's the best victory of all. We can offer good service and it have a net effect of zero cost or zero additional cost to the association.
Well, as we wrap up, I want to talk about growth in Texas in particular. I think you have a unique lens on what is happening right now in Texas, especially in the Triangle, where we're seeing just rapid expansion. And what would you encourage those homeowners to think about in this time of growth?
Well, you know, transportation is essential. Location is essential. It's great to live outside of a core community, and that's what we have to do. We see the rapid expansion growing on in Texas, people coming to us in the millions over the last decade alone. But you have to make sure that you can get to and from where you need to go. So that's essential. The other, of course, is just the quality of housing. No two homes are built the same. And homeowners owe it to themselves to look very, very carefully at the quality of what they're buying. There are some wonderful builders and developers out there across our great state. We're very fortunate. But Texas is not a state that requires licensing. And so with that, from time to time, bad actors can come on the scene. So we encourage people to be very, very careful there. But from a management standpoint of the association itself, that's something they can turn over the keys to us and let us handle, and we handle very well. At it, again, almost half a century, we know that business like the back of our hand. We operate with honesty and integrity and pride ourselves in that, and we think we can enhance the lifestyle of anybody that chooses to live in a community association. Do it in better ways that produce more rapid results and more accurate results. And that's really the name of the game for us, as we try to operate under a philosophy of continuous improvement in our own firm.
Well, I so appreciate it. And I'd encourage anyone looking for an opportunity to get into the industry to find one of those regional offices and those opportunities to apply, because it does sound like an incredible place to work from your culture, from the result, and from the impact that you have on maintaining property values in these neighborhoods and ensuring that these families can see their full investment through the entire mortgage and beyond.
Thank you. Our employees have chosen us for 9 consecutive years as a national best place to work. Probably of all of the achievements that we have been fortunate to have over the years, nothing makes me prouder than that. And so I hope that that positive attitude here and the desire that people have to work here shines through to the service we deliver to our clients. Nothing would please me more.
Well, John, I appreciate, again, your service as an elected official. Your service as a leader of people and 24,000 employees is a task. And then for the innovation and the continued push towards holding that property value, that it's an important thing that homeowners should all be listening to, taking more ownership of, and getting involved in their communities and ensuring that that property value continues to stay where it needs to be. So thank you for the way you're building Texas.
I thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show today.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of the Building Texas Show. We release a new episode every week, and you can find us across all social platforms. Please like and subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Thank you to our sponsor, Chisos Boots, and their damn comfortable cowboy boots.